Okay, let's talk about your own county, Donegal. At one stage, it looked like the year could go very badly. It ended up going, I suppose, look, okay. And when you look at the team and the squad that's there, it's promising. Firstly, what did you make of the season? And secondly, do you have hope for the future?
Yeah, listen, it was the saga, I suppose, early on of the managerial appointments. It was very, very late in getting appointed. The National League started out great against Kerry. It petered away, probably disappointingly, I suppose, in terms of relegation. Ulster Championship didn't start well, knockouts, and credit to them and credit to all the players involved and the management that was put in. They battled back in the league stages of the Championship to show a bit of heart, desire, to show the undoubted quality that they had too. Really good second half performance against Clare, a decent performance against Derry, and again, a one and a brilliant performance against Monaghan. Again, then it just petered out against Tyrone, where they just weren't at the same level or at the pitch of the game as to the extent Tyrone were. And probably, it followed suit from what we've seen earlier in the year from the Donegal side. But listen, there was enough there to show that the quality, I keep saying, is still there. There's a need now for the senior managerial appointment to be made fairly soon. That's out for application at the moment, and that application process I think is due to close in the coming weeks, by the end of July. So hopefully that'll mean an appointment in early August, and the senior manager and the players will be able to get their plans set in stone before the club championship begins, and they can start pushing on towards what's going to be a crucial year next year, where Sam Maguire football, I suppose, is up for grabs. I suppose no matter how bad this year was going in the National League, the safety net was always there of a Sam Maguire Championship appearance, because they were in Division One. That same safety net is not going to be there next year. And whoever, all the teams in Division Two will have to be fighting tooth and nail from the last weekend in January when the National League starts, to try and grab their place in the Premier competition.
We've seen with teams in the past, people will say, well, they can only go so far because they're limited player wise. But that is not the case with Donegal. Now, I don't know if they can win in All Ireland, but certainly they can compete at that level.
Yeah, no, I've no doubt. Like, I know from training along with the vast number of those players, that they're really, really top quality players from anything that I've seen around the country, and even what I've seen around the country this year. There is a cohort of players that were traveling, that were injured this year. Even look back to the two that's made appearances towards the back end of the year, and Patrick Verity and Oisin Gallen. Their season has been stop-start, and they're so integral and crucial to Donegal's chances. Ryan McHugh hopefully will be back next year. The two O'Donnells, Michael Langan, another massive player. There was a lot of absentees, Owen McFadden Ferry, that have all had injuries, travelling, or for one thing and another. So, a new senior manager coming in will breathe, life and direction into hopefully all of those. And we can harness them and get them all back. And I say there'll be all the pieces of the jigsaw will be there, but then it's about pushing forward as a cohesive unit then to try and mould them all together, and to try and push on. There's been the introduction of some new players this year, and Keelan McColgan and Mark Kern, who have been probably thrown in at the deep end due to the skeleton squad that Donegal have, but they really coped admirably. They've done really, really well. They now have 10, senior inter-county Donegal appearances, probably each, 10 plus each, and that can only stand them in good stead. They've had to come through really good challenges, and they've come through them, and hopefully they push on again next year alongside the likes of the Conor O'Donnells and of this world too.